Welcome to Centennial Journeys, tales from along the road to statehood and beyond, in commemoration of New Mexico's 2012 centennial. I'm your host, Rod Stevenson. From the time Fray Marcos de Niza preceded Coronado in his search for the Seven Cities of Gold, New Mexico has been a magnet for treasure seekers and a hotbed of treasure tales. No matter that the treasure has most always proven elusive or non-existent, perhaps the most persistent of these tales is that of the lost mine of Padre LaRue. As the story goes, LaRue was ministering to a poor Indian village in northern Mexico. Times were hard and a drought had worsened conditions. The good Padre befriended and ministered to a dying old man, or soldier in some versions, who told him of a rich vein of gold that lay in a mountain 2 days north and east of El Paso del Norte. LaRue set out north with able-bodied members of his flock and found the vein where the dying man had said it was. They extracted the ore and smelted it down into hundreds of gold ingots that they stacked in an empty cavern nearby. When word came that Spanish soldiers had come north seeking the Padre and his lost flock, they closed up the entrance to the mine and cavern and disguised all evidence of its existence. The soldiers captured and tortured the Padre and his Indians, but in spite of all their efforts, none would reveal where the gold was hidden. In anger, the soldiers killed them all. Although many treasure hunters have since scoured the rugged hills of the San Andres Mountains, the secret cache of Padre LaRue remains lost beneath the shifting desert sands. Centennial Journeys are made possible by the Office of the State Historian, New Mexico Arts, a division of the Department of Cultural Affairs, and KUNM in Albuquerque.